I'm Tracy Ellis with your 20th District Legislative Update with Senator John Braun. What are your thoughts on the governor's lack of a third phase for safely reopening our economy?
We should have had phase three details weeks ago. I mean, people are wondering. You can't go out into the general public and talk to anybody without them asking, what's the next step? How do we get there? What are we going to do? Yes, absolutely, we should know what phase three looks like. Or just acknowledge that we are in, you know, and good for us, good for everybody that's been careful. We're in a relatively safe circumstance right now based on the numbers. If you compare them to CDC guidance or World Health Organization guidance, we're in a good shape, low risk situation. We're making progress with the vaccines, not as much as we'd all like, but we are making progress. So either get the process to phase three out there, or get us back to, you know, we're not in an emergency anymore. And I'm, as we see the numbers come down drastically day after day, not just here in Washington, but across the country, I am more and more convinced that that may be the next step.
Why are you pushing so hard to reopen our schools?
We have a constitutional requirement to provide instruction. We know very clearly from what we're seeing in the last year, and it just makes intuitive sense for anybody that's had a child in school, really at any level, but certainly at the early grades, the in-person school is more effective. All this, the current bill does is say, you got to provide in-person school, do it however you want, do it safely, but you have to do it. And it allows us to basically fight back. You know, let's just be candid on this. Everybody, every parent in the state, virtually every parent in the state, every teacher in the state, frankly, most, you know, administrators think in-person school is the right answer and are pushing hard to get there. The governor has come around to this view. Really, the only folks that are opposed to it now is the teachers union, the WEA. And they're doing it for reasons not entirely clear to me, but we shouldn't allow the WEA to dictate whether our children around the state of Washington get a proper education. They certainly are a key stakeholder, but they are basically the one organization, one group of folks who are stopping our children from having a proper education in many parts of the state.
With your 20th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator John Braun.